Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 80th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we're here with Luana Bairami, director of Phantom Youth. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
How do you feel here in Venice?
Oh, super happy, like so proud, and can't wait to show the film tonight.
This film is in Orizzonte Extra, is here in an important section. Maybe you know Luana from her actress work, but she's a director now and a very good one. Why did you decide to direct in the first place?
I think I became an actress to experience the industry and to begin working as a director, because just like my main desire was to tell stories. And I don't know, the shooting of the films I did as an actress were like kind of my experience, my school. And I just want to continue having the two of them.
So you studied the sets you were in, like the lighting and the position of the camera and the orders that the directors gave. You were like learning from that process, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it was the best way to learn about it for me. And I was like just experiencing the thing and observing much what was going on.
Your film is called Phantom Youth. I'm interested in you explaining to the audience why this word phantom applied to youth. What's the meaning of the word phantom in this context of your title?
The meaning is just a youth left behind. Like we don't consider it as existing, and they're just trying to get by in their own way, and they don't have any support from people around them. This is the main meaning. And we're also talking about the generation that experienced the just afterwards war.
Okay.
Because we're in 2007, and also a country that is waiting for its independence coming in 2008. So it's all this about double quest of identity, and yeah, it has so many meanings to call it phantom. But for example, the title in Albanian, Botajon, means our world.
Oh, okay.
So it's also
so
this
it's
universal meaning of it.
And what do you think about that generation in Kosovo? What kind of adults have they become to, like 15 years after the time you set the film in? Because in the film, we can see the adults they are becoming, right? What do you think about that? What kind of adults are they now because of what they lived in that time?
I hope they are resilient. This is all I can say. Now, of course, we can analyze the thing in so many ways, but I hope for them they are resilient. It's not the case of everybody, but those characters, I prefer let it like they are. I didn't know them growing up.
Okay, and what does this movie mean for your directorial career? I mean, is it the beginning, you think, of a long relationship to being a director?
Yes, I'm willing to, so I'm working for it, and it's also, for the moment, I'm so interested about talking about youth as my first film, this one, and I don't know where I'm going to go, but I want to continue it, yeah.
Okay. Luana, thank you very much for being with
thank
us today.
You.
It's been a pleasure. This has been a conversation and interview for Fred, the Festival Decider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.